Sayarada Madhava Kundabiari. Jai Radha Madhava Kundabiari. Kopidana Balava Giribanadari. Kopidana Balava Giribanadari. Sodanandana Braja Dhanaranjana. Yasodanandana Braja Dhanaranjana. Jamuna Tiha Vanachari. Jamuna Tiha Vanachari. Jai Radha Madhava Kundabiari. Jai Radha Madhava Kundabiari. Kopidana Balava Grivanadari. Kopidana Balava Grivanadari. Yasodanandana Braja Dhanaranjana. Yasodanandana Braja Dhanaranjana. Yamuna Tirha Vanachari. Yamuna Tirha Vanachari. Jai Radha Madhava Kundabiari. Jai Radha Madhava Kundabiari. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Purvadakasharya Asidhara Sudushi Sriman. His Divine Grace Shalesi Bhaktivedanta Swamiraj Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Gaur Premanande, Hari, all glories to the Assembled Devotees, all glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutai, Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Tanamane, Namaste Sarasvatundeve, Gauravani Vacharne, Nirvishesha Srinivadi Paskya Dhyade Satarne. Om Agyana Tipanandasya, Gananjana Salakaya, Chaksur Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadam Aiham Dadati Swapadantikam Bandeham Shigra Shiyuta Parakamalam Shigram Vaishnavam Cha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raganatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Prajana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shiva Sakans Vitamscha. Hey Krishna Karna Sindo Dinabando Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostite Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Prishubhana Siddhadevi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kapa Trubhyascha Kripa Sindubhyevacha Patitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Pranitananda Shadvaiti Gadadhar Shivastadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 51, The Deliverance of Muchukunda, text number 46. Labdva Janaha Duralabham Atra Manusham Katanchit Avyangam Ayatnataha Anaga Pada Aravindam Na Bhajati Asat Mati Griha Anda Kupe Patita Yata Pashu Ladva Jano Dulabam Atramanusham Katanchit Avyangam Adyatnato Naga Padaravindam Nabajantya San Matir Krihanda Krupe Patito Yata Pashu Ladvajano Duralabham Atramanusham Katanchit Avyangam Avyatnato Naga Padaravindam Najabhatya Bhajatyat San Matir Grihanda Kupe Patito Yata Pashu Shino Durlabham Atramanusham Advajino Durlabham Atramanusham Katanchit Avyanga Yato Yato Dunaga Padaravindam Nabajatya San Matir Krihanda Kupe Patito Yata Pashu Labdva Obtaining Janaha A person Durlabham, rarely obtained. Atra, in this world. Manusham, the human form of life. Katanchit, somehow or another. Avyangam, with undistorted limbs. Like the various animal forms. Unlike the various animal forms. Ayatnataha, without endeavor. Anaga, O sinless one. Pada, your feet. Aravindam, lotus-like. Nabhajati, he does not worship. Asat, impure. Mati, his mentality. Griha, of home. Anda, blind. Kupe, in the well. Patitaha, fallen. Yata, as. Pashu, an animal. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. That person has an impure mind who, despite having somehow or another automatically obtained the rare and highly evolved human form of life, does not worship your lotus feet. Like an animal that has fallen into a blind well, such a person has fallen into the darkness of a material home. Please repeat. That person who has an impure mind, who despite having somehow or another automatically obtained the rare and highly evolved human form of life, does not worship your lotus feet. Like an animal that has fallen into a blind well, such a person has fallen into the darkness of a material home. Srila Prabhupada's purport. Oh, not Prabhupada's. Prabhupada's disciples' purport. Our real home is in the kingdom of God. Despite our tenacious determination to remain in our material home, death will rudely eject us from the theater of material affairs. To stay at home is not bad, nor is it bad to devote ourselves to our loved ones. But we must understand that our real home is eternal in the spiritual kingdom. The word ayatnataha indicates that human life has been automatically awarded to us. We have not constructed our human bodies, and therefore we should not foolishly claim this body is mine. The human form is a gift of God and should be used to achieve the perfection of God consciousness. One who does not understand this is son Mati, possessed of dull, mundane understanding. So the text again. Ladva jano duralabham atra manusham katanjit avyangam adyatnato naga padaravindam nabajat yasan matir grihanda kupe patito yata pashu. That person has an impure mind who, despite having somehow or another automatically obtained the rare and highly evolved human form of life, does not worship your lotus feet. Like an animal that has fallen to a blind well, such a person has fallen into the darkness of a material home. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Tanamane Namaste Sarasvatam Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shunivadi Paskyadhyade Siddharana. This is not the first time we've heard this. Probably Mukshakunda had read Srimad Bhagavatam, like the prayers of Prahlad Maharaj, where Prahlad Maharaj says, Tat Saru Manye Soya Varya Dehinam Sada Samudvigna Diyama Satgrahat Hitvatma Patam Griha Andu Kupam Kato Yad Vanam Kato Vanam Kato Yad Darim Ashrieta. So Prahlad Maharaj is talking to his father after his father asked him, what is the best thing you've learned in school? So as you know, Prahlad answered, the best thing I've learned in school, my father, is that you're a number one fool. And he explains why his father was a number one fool. He says, Tatsaru manye, I think a sadhu. Sadhu comes from the word sad. Sad means, well, it means many things, but it also means the heart. It also means eternal, actually, principally. Rid is the heart. But sat, it means the eternality, sat. Those who deal with eternality, they're known as sadhu. Because without dealing from the eternal perspective, one cannot be very intelligent. Tat sadhu manya, I think if you're actually reasonable, if you really want to hear the real answer, something that's meaningful, tat sadhu manya surya varyadena. Of course, I realize that you're the biggest demon, so whatever I say may not really sink in very deeply. But anyhow, I'll say it anyhow. Tat sadhu manya surya varyadehinam. Oh, best of the demons, for one who has taken this body, I think that the best thing is, according from the eternal platform, tat sadhu manya surya varyadehinam sada, one who's always eternally suvigna, full of anxiety. Anyone who identifies himself with this body is full of anxiety, which means even we're aspiring to become devotees, but because we misidentify ourselves with this body to some degree or another, there's going to be some degree or another of anxiety. We think when the body's finished, then anything I'm doing has any value will be finished. That's the end of the story. The theater's over, the curtain's been pulled, and the hero is out of the play, and everything after that is useless. But actually, sada sumud vigna dhyama satgrahat, that anyone who's absorbed in this temporary conception of life, they're going to be full of anxiety, worrying about the future. And if we're worrying about the future, then certainly we're going to lament about the past also. Because the past was never what we expected. That's why we're expecting something better in the future. So anyone who's not satisfied with the present, they must be in the future or in the past, lamenting or hankering. And therefore, their intelligence can't be very clear, because after all, whatever happened in the past is more or less the same thing that's happening now, and it's the same thing that's going to happen in the future. This idea that there's something like past, present, and future is just a product of imagination. Essentially, the past, present, and the future, they're all the same in the material world. 5 billion years ago, we know people are eating, they were sleeping, they were mating, and they were defending. And we know very well that right now people are eating, they're sleeping, they're mating and defending. And we know in 5 trillion years from now, people will be eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. Essentially the same thing. Maybe the language will be different. Maybe what they're eating will be slightly different. Maybe where they're sleeping will be different. And how they're defending themselves will be different. But essentially, the same thing goes on. Punak punas charvata charvananam. Therefore, one who's filled with anxiety about what's going to happen in the future and anxiety about what happened in the past, it means that they're in the temporary bodily concept of life. Tat sadhu manye surya varyadehinam sada sumud vigna dhyam asat graha. And therefore, they've captured some temporary conception. And what's the solution? Tat sadhu manye surya varyadehinam sada sumud vigna dhyam asat graha. Hitvatma patam. As Muchakunda is mentioning here, get out of the blind well, hetvatma patam griha andakupam, the blind well of using our material existence for sense gratification. It doesn't really matter if one is griha, so-called, well, grihamedi, or if one is so-called brahmastra, brahmachari plus grihasta is equal to brahmastra. So, brahmastra, grihamedi, whatever, the whole aim is sense gratification. Achintyam aparayam cha pralayantam upashitya kama paboga paramam etavam iti nischitya asha pashishuterabhara kama krodha parayana ihanti kama bogartan anyenartha sanchaya. They believe that to gratify their senses unto the end of life is the prime necessity of human civilization. Doesn't that describe our modern civilization? All the endeavor, all the money, all the resources, all the education is all meant to come up with a better way of gratifying the senses. So have they found anything beyond eating, sleeping, mating, and defending? No. They'll spend $1 billion or $10 billion a year on lipstick in America. Why are they coloring their lips all different colors? You'll have purple lipstick and green lipstick and orange lips, red, black, every kind of, why? Because it ultimately comes down to the same thing, sex life. We don't find the cockroaches having to color their lips in order to attract the opposite sex, but somehow or another it goes on. Only in the uniform of life we come up with this conception that we have to cut our hair, put pins in our nose, in our tongue, in order to just get basically what the animals get without any problem. We've made it a big endeavor. Therefore, they're full of anxiety, you know, working hard. They think the whole goal of life is to have sex, but somehow or another have it in some kind of way that's different from the animals, but they haven't succeeded. You go into a department store, the department store is full of jewelry and makeup and cosmetics and all kinds of things. So much money is being spent, but what is it being spent for? For cleanliness, austerity, mercy, truthfulness. No, it's not being spent for any religious principle. It's just basically just sense gratification. And it doesn't even improve sense gratification. It's just a needless endeavor. Just making something simple, complicated, and think we're making progress. That, therefore, it says, Andaya tandira pagiyamanas te pisha tantra uru dami bada. Nowadays, you simply put a commercial on television, and that whoever in that commercial becomes the leader. We have no idea what the person's personal life is like, what their studies are, what their realizations are. But because they're on television, and therefore they become an authority. You put someone in a white coat on television, it may be a white coat he got from the mental institution, but still because he has a white coat on, he's becoming an authority. And therefore whatever he says is true, although it turns out to be false. But because people are blind, they accept any blind person as a leader. And therefore the result is not only they don't make progress, but they become more degraded. Hidvatma bhukha, because they fall into the blind well of just accepting sense gratification is the only purpose of life without any other superior goal. Therefore Prahlad Maharaj suggested to his father, Vanam gato ya dharyam ashiyeta. Vanam. So what is the, go into the forest, especially the forest of Vrindavan. But not down to Loy Bazaar to, you know, go shopping for the family. Go to Vrindavan, not for as a tourist. Vanam gato ya dharyam, harim, to take shelter of Krishna. Go to Vrindavan, take shelter of Krishna, start chanting Hare Krishna, do something meaningful with your life, rather than just getting intoxicated all the time and fighting with the demigods. Getting intoxicated and just fighting with the demigods all the time. Useless endeavor. Of course, if you give milk to and bananas to a snake, you'll just increase its poison. So although Prahlad Maharaj gave Hiranyakashipu good instruction, he simply increased his anger because he was not prepared to accept any good instruction. Morka, fool. And therefore, in this age, 99.9% of the people are all devotees. They're all Facebook members of Hiranyakashipu. They're all his intimate friends. And if we give them good instruction, of course, they'll simply laugh at best or get angry at worst. But generally people won't accept it because they've been misdirected by blind leaders, and they themselves are blind. Therefore, in this age, it's recommended to simply chant Hare Krishna, and that way maybe our consciousness and other people's consciousness will gradually become purified. And then we can actually accept the fact that the aim of life is not something insignificant. It may be due to Team Vishnu. The Rashi Aye Bar here are the manina. That something insignificant is taken as so valuable. People are happy, so-called happy, if their baseball team wins the pennant, as if that's added anything a value to their life. When the Yamadutas come to take them away, they'll say, "Wait a second! I was a fan of the winning team." Oh, I'm sorry. We got the wrong person. We only go after members of the fans of the other team. No, it hasn't improved their life. It hasn't given them 1 second more of their life to live. Nor at the time of death will it change the species of life they're going to enter into. There's no particular species of life for Yankee fans and other species of life for Red Sox fans, if they're still called that. They all come back into the same species of life. Maybe they'll come back as a tree and they'll be utilized for the bat for the baseball team. They'll have their name of the team written on them. But that's not the purpose of the human form of life. It's to get free from our problems, free from our anxiety, get out of the Bali concept of life. So Muchakunda, he was a big king. He was practically the ruler of the universe. And yet he's lamenting that I just wasted my time in the blind well of household life, of sense gratification. So that's true for all of us. If whatever we're not doing for Krishna, whatever we're not trying to become aware of Krishna, to that extent we're wasting our life. But to whatever extent we are utilizing the value form of life, human life, to cultivate Krishna consciousness, that's well spent. We shouldn't think, well, I could be doing something valuable for my life, advancing my economic development and having better sense gratification, or living longer. No, whatever, sitting here in the class, hearing about Srimad Bhagavatam is actually our real interest, the real interest of the soul. It's true, we won't gain any money from doing this, or we get any popularity or fame. People in Dallas are not talking about, on the television and radio, they had a class in the Hare Krishna movement in the Dallas temple. News, breaking news. The class was on, Muchakunda today. No, these things are not considered to be very valuable in human society presently, at least those who are controlling the communications and the educational department, they take it as something meaningless, insignificant. But we shouldn't agree with them and think, yes, we don't get any popularity, it must be useless. It's not, the spiritual world is not a democracy, it's autocracy, where there is one ruler, Krishna, and everyone else agrees. And those who don't agree, no matter how numerous they are here, they come here. So here we're all losers, although we may vote for someone or something, but whatever we vote for in the material world or whoever we vote for, we're all losers. In the spiritual world, we're all gainers. So if we want to gain, we can't simply follow vox populi, what will make people, so-called, appreciate us, because they don't even know who we are, nor do we know who we are very clearly. So why should we be so much interested in people who are in darkness, what their considerations, what their values are? because if they had actual values, they wouldn't be in darkness. Therefore, we should accept someone like Prahlad Maharaj and Muchukunda Maharaj and question whether or not endlessly and unquestionably simply acting for our sense gratification is actually in our best interest, or whether accepting devotional service to Krishna is actually making our life progressive and meaningful beyond whatever we can do from getting the praise, the adoration, and the respect from so-called advanced people in modern society. So, I'll stop there. Thank you. Any questions? Comments?
More easy.
About what?
But we're using those communications.
Yeah, so there's a very small group of people, so we appreciate that. We can utilize the things that are being created. We can utilize those in Krishna service. That's part of our philosophy, that we can dovetail things that, what is that? That things we can, what is that proposed? How does that start? That renunciation of things were actually meant for Krishna service is incomplete renunciation. Actually, renunciation is utilizing everything in Krishna service. And it goes, prapancha, kitaya, hari sambandhi vasana. That if you don't utilize things in Krishna service and you just renounce them, that's actually incomplete renunciation. So, yes, we utilize things. But not everyone's utilizing everything for Krishna service. So, in that case, if you have massive communication, you're finding out everything that's going on all over the world, we find people are just becoming confused even more than they were before. It's one thing to have knowledge, so-called being ignorance, but to have so much communication about ignorance is not really very enlightening. If you have so many zeros and you just keep on adding zero to it, you may have a lot of zeros, but it's not going to make any significant number. Only if you add a one in front of it does it make a number that have any significance. Actually, what it's doing is putting people more in anxiety. What's the price of rice in Indonesia? Oh, it went down 20 cents. Everyone's something else to be in anxiety about.
But we're finding more about the universe. We're sending space probes to Mars, and we have a big telescope out there, and it's telling us about how the universe was created and everything.
So what have you found out so far? What's going on in Mars?
There's no life there. That's what we found out.
There's nothing eating, sleeping, mating, defending, so it's useless. I mean, who can believe them? How do I know they went to Mars? And if they went to Mars?
They had a photo of it on the front of Time magazine.
I saw one photo that had a Mars and had a muffler in it also. They called it the Mars muffler.
No, I read this article about...
So even if there's nothing going on in Mars, how does that improve your situation here? What is the difference whether something's going on in Mars? You just spend billions of dollars to go to Mars. How has that improved your life so far? Yes,
it's given
there's
us
no
hope
life
that
going
maybe
on
there's
Mars. There's hardly any life going on here either, real life. There's no life there, and you're wasting your life. So there's not a big difference. Yes.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. As practicing devotee, how does one stay strong in the devotional service and avoid falling in that trap of gruhandakupam?
Keep on practicing. With detachment, with knowledge and detachment. Possible to conquer the mind, Krishna says, by suitable practice and by detachment. For one who has conquered the mind, and then he says, for one whose mind is unbridled, self-realization is difficult work, but whose mind is controlled and who strives by right means is assured success. So we have to accept Krishna consciousness, the directions coming through the simple succession, and become detached from the other conceptions, and then practice. Anything else? Thank you very much. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Gaur Premanande.